play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
And we go directly to public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups.
Evan Leonardi. Number 14, J.T. Ford. Number 23, Zach Mitchell. And number 32, Justin Hardy. The Saints are coached by Patrick Woods. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 guard, number 1, Devin Ross. A 6'2 guard, number 4, Ethan Meeker. A 6 foot guard, number 12, Jared Olson. A 6'7 forward, number 23, Eric Thompson. And a 6'4 forward, number 40, Cody Hawthorne. The Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups. Running through the Saints, Hondelik is a 6'6 senior. DeLeonardi, a 6'3 senior. Ford, a 6'4 senior. Mitchell, a 6'3 junior. And Justin Hardy, a sophomore, 6'5. So they got some size, something we talked about in the pregame coaches' interviews. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds say Ford has been the guy lately, but they've got five offensive players on the court at any given time, just as the Streaks do. And one of the reasons we certainly anticipate this could be a good challenge for a 25-1 Galesburg team looking for its 18th consecutive victory. And starting the same five for the 27th time this season, and the Streaks win the tip wearing the home white. It's Hawthorne with it outside the left elbow. Around the horn we go, right side. Meeker finds an opening into the lane, feeds it out to Thompson, high post, fakes, cut off in the lane, trying to scoop it back out, finds Meeker. Squared up for three, now drives. Floater banks it in, but we've got a foul on the floor prior to the shot. Haven't signaled. I don't think it's going to count. And it's a hold against St. Charles East, and the Streaks will inbound it. Ethan standing there thinking he's going to shoot free throws. And they're indicating, yep, a very emphatic indication from the official. The foul was on the floor, on the floor.
And you got the reaction from Ethan you thought you'd get. He was distraught when he found out that wasn't going to be a three-point opportunity.
So instead, Olson has it now. Gets it down low to Thompson, coming off the career night. Nice. Offensive rebound, and this time it will be a chance at a three-point play. He rebounded his own miss, pretty much picks up right where he left off last night.
Well, it'll be interesting if this trip is down the court is indicative of the rest of the night, because you ask Coach Reynolds, do they play really good defense? He kind of paused. Well, twice already, Meeker able to cut through that defense, and then Thompson able to get through some guys too. They don't look like they play Big Six defense, but it sounds like they can sure score.
And then they don't handle the rebound after the missed Thompson free throw, so the Streaks get a third chance at it here now. On the inbound, Meeker had a screen, falls down as he makes a collision with the St. Charles East player. That was DeLeonardi on the wing, and then it trickles out of bounds, and Streaks are going to hang on to it again. We're just underway in the first quarter. Galesburg on top, 2-0, looking to build the lead here on this possession. Meeker up top, inside the free throw line, shoots off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected over to him, drives, gets blocked, gets it back. Ball gets knocked out to Thompson. Eric backs his way in, spin move over the basket. Rebound tipped out, and the Saints come away with it. J.T. Ford finally corrals it, and the Streaks get back defensively, so he cannot take it all the way in transition. Now in the hands of Zach Mitchell, dribbles it all the way out to half court, around left, and swings it back right now into the hands of Hondlick. This is Ford with it, driving inside, found an opening as Ross backed off of him, and Ford sinks it. 2-2, we're tied in the early going. Streaks missed some opportunities on their end. Now Olson over to Meeker. Up top, Hawthorne comes out for it. Right side, Ross to the free throw line, dribbling left, reverses behind him. Olsen fires a three, a little bit short. Long rebound pops out to Leonardi for St. Charles East. Into the front court quickly. Corner, back out to DeLeonardi. Right side under the wing, it goes to Mitchell. Down low, they go to Hondlik. Cut off in the lane, skips it out. DeLeonardi drives the lane, past Meeker all the way in for the left hand.
That was really nice move by DeLeonardi. Finishing it off with a soft finger roll off the glass from the left-hand side.
So Silver Streaks find themselves trailing for the first time this weekend. Down 4-2. They scored the first 13 of the game in their 40-point win last night over Alleman. Meeker cut off in the lane. Down low to Hawthorne. Does a nice job corralling it. Left side Thompson. Here's Devin driving. Has the ball knocked away out of his hands. Last touch by the Saints. Streaks will inbound left of their own basket. It'll be Ross to pull the trigger. Hawthorne is all alone at the free throw line. They go into the corner to Olsen for three instead. That's off the back of the rim. And the weak side rebound to Hondlik. Quick outlet to the other end and a layup by Justin Hardy. Just like that, St. Charles East up 6-2 now.
Three trips down the court, three baskets for St. Charles East. And they're, like you said, well balanced on offense. Anybody can get it done.
Meeker threads the lane. High lob into the corner. Olsen, hesitation drive along the baseline, tries to feed it back through the lane. It's deflected to Ross. In the corner, Devin comes back out with it. Meeker down the left side of the lane, hesitation drive, short on the shot, and the rebound to JT Ford. Here come the Saints, looking to build on the lead. Skipping right, skipping left, cut off at the free throw line, then throws behind St. Charles East out of bounds. Tried to find his teammate Hardy cutting in from the right side, and he threw it right behind him out of bounds. First turnover on St. Charles East.
Galesburg just 1 out of 8 from the field in this first 3 minutes of play. We've had 4 offensive rebounds, but haven't been able to cash much in here.
Ross to the right side, now dribbles left, back inside the free throw line, shoots and scores. 6-4. Galesburg down 2, under 5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Walking it across midcourt is Mitchell. Zach Mitchell. Up top, Justin Hardy. Left side it goes. Back to Mitchell, dribbling his way right. Top of the arc, he throws it behind him to Ford. Now back to Mitchell up at the top of the arc. A lot of perimeter passing going on right now by St. Charles East. Now they get it down low inside. DeLeonardo skips it back out, and they'll back it out. On the left wing it goes to JT Ford. Back out to DeLeonardo. Left side of the lane, he's cut off by Hawthorne, so they skip it back out again. Saints wearing the road black with the orange numbers and the striped piping down the sides of the shorts. Here's a three by Hardy from the outside, missed it. Hawthorne goes up high for the rebound. He had 9 boards last night. Here come the Streaks looking to tie it up or take the lead. Olsen drives in, baseline, bounces it over to Thompson, fakes right, still with it, gets it out to Meeker on the wing. Now around the horn we go, right side to Olsen. Fakes right, drives left, down the lane, through the hands of Thompson, turnover by the Silver Streaks. Good idea, Streaks couldn't handle it. Into the front court, Mitchell. 6-4, St. Charles East trying to add to a 2-point lead, under 3:40 to go. A drive right side, too strong off the backboard. Meeker comes out with it on the rebound, on the run for the Streaks. Left side, here's Olsen, finds baseline, takes it all the way, draws contact, shot rolls through, and a chance at a 3-point play. Jared's so heady with the ball on that possession, down the left side of the baseline, and then took a step back in, initiating the contact with the defender. The second foul now on JT Ford, and Olsen can put the Streaks on top of the free throw now.
Yeah, Jared seems to be very active in this first quarter, looking to score, whether it's from the perimeter or driving that baseline. He's been down there 2 or 3 times, and that time got his body into the man. The ball sat up on the rim and then finally fell through, and we'll see if he can finish the 3-point play, and he does.
He does, all right. 3 points in the game for Olsen, puts the Streaks back on top, 7-6. And more importantly for St. Charles East, 2 fouls on JT Ford here in the early going. On the right side, Hondelik. He's been big offensively at times this season. This is Mitchell with it on the outside. Reverses left to Hondelik. Cut off, out to DeLeonardi on the left side. Kevontae Shaw in the game didn't give him room. Now goes around Kevontae all the way to the baseline and up and in. Evan DeLeonardi with his second basket of the game. It's 8-7 St. Charles East. Olsen drives out to Shaw. Wide open three. Hits.
Boy, I'd love to see Kevontae find his shot again, because it's just not been there as much this year as in previous seasons. Just 21% from 3-point land, but hit a big one there.
Wide open at the top of the arc, and credit Olsen with the drive that freed him up. Good assist by Jarrett. Streaks on top 10-8. Under 2:40 to go, first quarter. Mitchell on the outside. Couldn't find anything on the inside. This is Benjamin Talarczyk with it now on the right side. He'll pull it back out. Mitchell at 6'3". Plays more of the point than anything. And that's awfully big for a point guard. He lets the three go from the outside. Meeker skies high for the rebound. Here come the streaks on the run. Meeker, bad pass, picked off. Second turnover on the streaks. Good anticipation by Justin Hardy as they tried to go over the skip pass, and now an air ball at the opposite end that Olsen lets go out of bounds.
Talarczyk, who took that for St. Charles East, he double clutched. He didn't shoot it, and then he did. And as soon as he let that go, he knew it was a bomb and it was a bad air ball. And they're taking a timeout, and Coach Woods is getting into St. Charles pretty good over there.
2:04 to go, first quarter, 10-8 Galesburg. I want to remind you, the Streaks have only one game next weekend. Been the first time in a while we haven't had a Saturday night game. But it's swirl weekend here at Galesburg High School, so most of the kids will be plenty busy.
Cafeteria is pretty busy in there right now,
yep,
I noticed.
Cadets are having a big celebration down there. So just one game, and that's a big one next week at Wharton Fieldhouse as the Streaks try to solidify that two-game lead in the Western Big Six over Quincy with the Blue Devils looming in 2 weeks. See, Moline is playing Ottawa tonight. Saw their sophomore score. I think they won 96-41. Ottawa must not have much coming right now.
Wow.
Down low, this is Cody. Jump stop in the lane, feeds it back behind him underneath Givante. Caught under the basket on the double clutch. Gets it back and puts it up and in.
That is a true warrior basket there. Shaw giving up some size to two guys, but he just outfought him for the ball and the basket.
Givante with five in the early going. Streaks lead by four. Mitchell, right corner. Drive on the baseline. Hardy, reverse layup. Good. He's got four. Streaks by two.
St. Charles would prefer that drive to the basket. They've taken a few from the outside, but they like to get down the lane or down the baseline on you and get to the rim.
Meeker with his first open three.
Yes.
Hits it. 15-10, Galesburg. First basket of the game for Ethan. DeLeonardi will, now reverse it back behind him to Mitchell, who will bring it across midcourt. 1 minute to go, first quarter. It's Galesburg by five. Mitchell, left side, around a screen, cut off by Olsen, though. Skips it back out to DeLeonardi.
Telling a friend, Ethan didn't have a very good game last night. He goes, didn't he score? He goes, oh, no, he had 16.
Yeah. Slacker. Two under his season scoring average.
It's amazing because he just did not have his long shot last night, but he still found a way to make things happen.
Like it took him 16 shots in the game to get there. Here's a three from the left corner by Hardy. He's got seven here in this first quarter, pulling St. Charles East back within two at 15-13. And Mike Reynolds' arm movement from the sideline indicates he wants his team to hold for the last shot with now down to 20 seconds to go. Olsen with it on the outside. Ross comes out for it in the midcourt circle. Down to 15 seconds to go. Getting up close is Mitchell, forcing the ref to start the count. Here's Olsen with a long three. 6 seconds to go after the miss.
Oh, wow.
Givante gets it back and flips it up and in off the backboard. Then Devin on the inbound knocks it out of bounds and leaving St. Charles East with only a tenth of a second.
Well, Cavante's brought it off the bench in this first quarter. That's great. He might have saved Jarrett Olsen a little, little frustration for the coach there. Jarrett let that shot go with about 8 or 9 seconds left. And when you're holding at the end of the period, that's a little early.
Quincy Notre Dame is playing Fort Madison tonight. It's 30-4, Quincy Notre Dame for the first quarter there. Here, end of one, 17-13 Galesburg over the Saints of St. Charles East. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Hotcakes and sausage for dinner, looking forward to the treat. Thanks to the all-day breakfast menu at Mickey D's. Sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich, can't beat the flavor or the taste. My favorite lunch with golden hash browns. All day, every day, hey, hey. All day, every day, hey, hey.
For good mornings, great afternoons, and even better evenings, dig into McDonald's all-day breakfast menu and savor the flavor of breakfast.
All day, every day, hey. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL congratulates Gary Woolsey of Galesburg, who won $75 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
One quarter gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Final non-conference home game of the season, for the regular season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Hoping there will be a couple more non-conference home games in March. That would be the postseason.
Yes.
The Streaks host the sectional. Sorry, the regional. Girls host the sectional.
Right.
St. Charles East with the ball to start quarter number two. Grayson Bricado into the game off the bench for the Saints. Right side reverses left side to Hardy. Misses the shot. Rebound Cody Hawthorne. Then a bad pass trying to get out with it. Intercepted. A drive by Hondlick, and he gets, or DeLeonardi rather, and he gets fouled.
Cody.
First quarter stats. Jim, go ahead. What were you going to say?
When he gets frustrated, he kind of bends his head sideways. He's just so mad at himself that he got that pass picked off. First quarter stats. Galesburg 7 of 16 from the field. A lot of shots again, like we had a lot last night. St. Charles East a little more efficient. 6 out of 10 from the field for the visitors. Galesburg winning the rebounding battle right now 9 to 4. Galesburg with 2 turnovers in that first period. 1 to St. Charles as they look to close the gap to 2 and missed free throw there.
Leonardi made 1 of 2, then Shaw had the rebound taken away by Talarczyk, who stepped in front of him, and then Cavante compounded it with a foul. I think, no, they're just going to say the ball went out of bounds, and they're going to say it was out of bounds on the Saints.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. I'd already given them the offensive rebound.
Yeah, I assumed too much. Just underway in the second quarter, 17-14 Galesburg. Meeker trying to fight through a screen, and they call an illegal screen on Cavante. So he didn't get it on one end of the floor. He picked it up on the offensive end instead. Fourth Galesburg turnover, second this quarter already. We've played just 34 seconds.
Register Mail photographer Steve Davis standing to our right. I saw Steve in the hallway last night. He said, "I'm ready for baseball season." I said, "Well, you're a Cardinal fan. Why are you ready for baseball season?"
He didn't seem
to understand that.
Yadier Molina's wife had a baby today.
Oh, really?
Here's a missed three, and the rebound batted all the way out to DeLeonardi. So another chance for the Saints, trailing by now 1 as Talarczyk drives the baseline, hits a reverse lay-in with a right hand, and it's 17-16. Saints score the first 3 points of quarter number two to pull within 1. We played a minute. Olsen on the left side, top of the arc, Meeker. Back to Jarrett on the left elbow. Working his way to the outside, Ross, left side of the lane, back inside, feeds it over to Hawthorne, and going up for the shot, it gets wedged between the rim and the backboard. It's one thing to shoot from the outside and see the ball wedge in there like that. Cody was going up for a layup and the ball wedged in there.
Yeah, so it's technically a jump ball. We get it back, and I think Cavante probably should have just shot it.
Now, Devin drives in from the left baseline, puts it up and in with the right hand, and it's 19-16.
Yeah, you love the unselfishness of the team, always wanting to get a little bit better shot, but there are a number of times every game it seems like we just overpass a little bit.
This time St. Charles East does it. Intercepted in the lane by Hawthorne. Meeker feeds it down low to Cavante. Pump fakes, gets blocked. Rebound chased out of bounds. Last touch by Hawthorne, and right back to St. Charles East.
Well, St. Charles East, they don't have a giant in there, but across the board, they've got good height. A number of guys, 6'4", 6'5", a couple of 6'6s that they could use. It's interesting. He said they were a senior-dominated team last year, went 24-4, but yet here they've got a lot of seniors playing now, and you know, it's quality players.
This is James McQuillan. He was the player. You might have heard Coach Pat Woods talking about in the pregame, was out with a broken foot. He was their starting point guard at the beginning of the season, and he's just now starting to get healthy. Shows a pretty nifty move on the inside. Frees himself up for a one-handed layup right in front of the basket. 19-18, Galesburg by 1. We're under 6 to go for the half. Shaw, left side, Olsen. Thompson, by the way, back into the quarter break for the Streaks. Meeker fakes a three, found an opening, strong to the basket, but missed it, and the rebound batted out of bounds by Thompson. Don't see Ethan miss those very often.
No, it was not uncontested. He had to get up very high with a hand near him, and it just rolled off, and we got a timeout.
Of course, there's a 30-second timeout by the Streaks. 5:38 to go here in the first half. 19-18 Galesburg. Early on, St. Charles East had a 4-point lead at 6-2. Streaks rallied back. We exchanged leads at 7-6, 8-7, and then three-pointer by Shaw, but the Streaks on top 10-8, and they've had that lead up to this point. The Saints will have a chance to regain the lead coming out of this 30-second timeout.
We've had a little bit of the L.A. Dodger crowd here going on. It just seems like every time I look up, we're filling in with more and more fans. Pretty good Saturday night turnout.
Especially for an early start.
That's true. Yep. We thought that they would probably be going home tonight. No, most teams do, and so the early start allows them to drive. We come to find out they're staying in town tonight.
And they brought not bad of a crowd down with them either. Mm-hmm. St. Charles, I was looking on the map, west edge of the suburbs, area of Aurora, Naperville, drive in from the outside, missed shot by De Leonardi. Olsen with a rebound, fires it into the front court, Meeker back out to a wide open Olsen, top of the arc, missed it, rebound on the floor, picked off by De Leonardi on the run, feeds it right side, terrible pass, softly, intercepted by Ross. Devin back behind him. Meeker thought about stepping into a three, holds on to it. Now Ross on the left wing. Into the lane, Hawthorne backs his way in, leans in to the basket, rims in and out, gets it back, short on the follow. Third opportunity for Cody, up too strong. Thompson gets a hand on it, saved on the baseline by De Leonardi. Deflects it back into himself. Here come the Saints for the lead. Down low, Hardy backs his way in, feeds it into a wide open right corner three for Talarzic. Off the bench with five. And 21-19 Saints. And a 30-second timeout by St. Charles East with a two-point lead now.
What a flurry that was. He couldn't blame the effort by Cody Hawthorne, but he's just so frustrated. He just can't find any touch on the ball. It's either too hard or too soft, and I think he's overthinking everything right now. And you know, Coach Mike Reynolds puts the palms up when he comes back, like, what's the problem? And that was a quick timeout in there. Not sure what Mike had to say. We'll ask him after the game what that 30-second discussion was. Silver Streaks down by two after leading by four at the quarter break here.
It was St. Charles East that called the timeout. Mike Reynolds didn't have a whole lot to say to his team. They go backdoor lob, too high. Thompson ran it perfectly, setting the screen out high, and then Devin overthrew him for the turnover. Down low, pump fake, Hardy lost it out of bounds. Saints hang on to it. Five turnovers on the Streaks, three in this quarter, not even halfway through.
Yeah, that was too bad. We did run that play perfectly, but the pass just too strong for Thompson to be able to handle it. Otherwise, he would have hammered it down.
4:19 to go for the half. 21-19 Saints with the lead and the ball.
Nice
read by Devin Ross, getting out to defend his man. Out of the corner of his eye, saw the pass coming, reached behind him, and stole it away. Here's Olsen with it on the hesitation drive. Through the lane, left side over to Thompson. He couldn't get a free shot, so Meeker has it now on the wing, trying to work around a Thompson screen. Goes to Ross with it to the free throw line. Cut off there. Feeds it into the right corner. Olsen had the three. Drives instead, and a foul on the floor. With Jarrett going to the basket, will shoot two free throws. They'll call that on Hardy, his first. Keep in mind, too, St. Charles, he's doing this with JT Ford on the bench, one of their leading scorers on the season. Fourth team foul on the Saints. They actually whistle it on Talarzic on the drive on Olsen, not on Hardy, who was there waiting, trying to draw the charge. Jarrett's first one is pure. He's got four in the game.
Yeah, and really not a surprise that St. Charles would have 21 points at this point, but offensively, we have let a number of opportunities get away. We've been very sloppy on the offensive end, and our shooting touch not good. Olsen's been a little too strong from the outside, but as he so often does, when he's not doing well outside, he adjusts and comes inside and nails a couple of free throws there.
Ties it up at 21, under four to go for the half. Spin move on the outside. Mitchell feeds it right side under the wing to McQuillan. Drives in, cut off by Ross. Gets it back out to Mitchell for three. Swishes. First basket of the game for Zach Mitchell. St. Charles East by three now. That's the Saints' biggest lead. Take that back. They had a four-point lead in the first quarter. They're up by three here, under three and a half to go second quarter. Ross to the right side. They swing it around the arc left side to Olsen. Looking inside, still with the ball. Now dribbles backward toward the sideline. Gets it over to Ross. Now Meeker, bounce pass on the inside to Hawthorne, fights off his man, drives, feeds it underneath, driving Thompson, lays it up and in. Stepped back, is able to use his body to shield the ball, pulls the Streaks within one at 24-23, second basket of the game for Eric. Driving in Mitchell, Back to the outside, JT Ford back into the game with those two fouls. Dribbling all the way around up top, bounces it through the lane to nobody, and then Olsen steals it away and gets pushed from behind. This time they will call it on Hardy. That's the fifth team foul on the Saints. And their turnover starting to mount a bit. That's their fourth there in the second quarter, five for the game.
Yeah, if either team, but especially against Galesburg, if you bounce a pass somewhere that's not real crisp, it's you're not going to get it back. The streaks are always heady of where that ball is at. Even though the ball's behind them, they'll reach around and poke things away. They're very good at that.
Sure defended Ethan well, haven't they? He finally gets a three shot here, and it's too long off the back of the rim. Rebound by Talarczyk on the run, coming out with it for the Saints. Past Olsen, spin move in the lane, and then comes up short on the weak side. Hawthorne with a rebound. Olsen with it into the front court. They missed an opportunity there. Here's Ethan with it on the outside, passes it away into the corner, Devin Ross. Devin spins, tries to go baseline, cut off, hesitation drive, leaves it over to Thompson. Under the basket, reverses up and in.
Nice.
Pretty little finger roll, scooping it up and in underneath the basket. And Galesburg's back on top, 25-24.
Yeah, that's one of Eric Thompson's nicer moves. He sold that very well. You thought he was going up and under, and he came back.
Talarczyk for three from the outside. He's got eight in the quarter. St. Charles East back on top, 27-25. And got three three-pointers here in this second quarter. And it's gotten them the lead as we go under a minute 40 to go for the half. Ross on the right wing, lobs it up top to Olsen. Around a Hawthorne screen, shoots an 18-footer and drains it. Four in the quarter for Olsen, seven for the game, and we've got a timeout or an official's timeout. Something with somebody's uniform, it looks like. So tied at 27. Stop play for the moment here with 92 seconds to play here in the first half. And Pat Woods takes the opportunity to get JT Ford out of the game as well with that second foul that he picked up in the first quarter. Talarczyk heads down to where the trainer is. Thought I saw one of the officials pointing to his head. Now a pass nearly thrown into the backcourt as it was behind McQuillan. But St. Charles East is able to reach across the midcourt line and prevent the violation. DeLeonardi cut off at the free throw line. Good read by Meeker. They tried to go backdoor to Hondlett cutting in from the right side, and Ethan batted it out of bounds.
Well, good to see Jared Olsen looking to be offensive tonight because Ethan Meeker having a good defensive job done on him. He's got only 3 points. And I think it's Zachary Mitchell most of the time on Meeker, although Talarczyk has been on him a few times and got some long arms there. It's tough to get shots off for Ethan.
And a foul away from the ball on the inbound. Call that on Cody. That's two on Cody. And Mike Reynolds immediately signaled to the bench to get Shaw back into the game. Tied at 27, 70 seconds to play here in the first half. So Cody goes to the bench. Only three team fouls on the streaks tonight, but Hawthorne has two of them. On the inbound to Hardy. Gives way to McQuillan. Around a screen. Now draws a double team. Skips it back out to Hondlick on the left elbow. Looking to go up top. Coming out for the pass is Hardy. Free throw line, gets it back behind him to Mitchell. Backs up to half court, now works his way to the right side of the circle. Into the right corner, skipping it back out. Up top it goes to DeLeonardi. Hands off, fake three by Hardy, drives, jump stop to the low blocks, up and in with a layup.
Yeah, they truly do, as you said at the outset, Brad, and Mike Reynolds mentioned, there's really nobody you can key on with this team. They got five guys that can, and a couple coming off the bench that can score.
2-point Saints lead as we wind down the first half. Under 30 seconds to go. Meeker with it. Out at the volleyball line, guarded by DeLeonardi. Now over to Ross. As the Saints have pulled their defense all the way out, they're not content to let the streaks just run down these final 30 seconds. They're going to make Galesburg work for it and work for this final shot. Ross around his man in the lane gets grabbed. And only the fourth foul. They're going to count the basket.
Wow.
Devin got around his man. He got wrapped around and grabbed from the backside. So he just tossed the ball up toward the basket. It dropped through, and he gets a chance at a three-point play.
Well, I thought that whistle, and he was two steps and a shot away before he took the shot, but I'll take it.
Down to 6 seconds to go. He misses the free throw. McQuillan rebounds right corner. They got a chance to lead, and they do. A three-pointer at the buzzer by Zachary Hondlick. And they take a three-point lead into the half at 32-29. They got hot from the outside that quarter, and it's a three-point Saints lead going to the locker room. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the streaks coaching staff as well. St. Charles East 32, Galesburg 29. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
What's the phrase, Jim? We are who they thought they were. St. Charles East has come in here and has challenged the Silver Streaks just as we thought they would, despite their 12-9 record. Talked to the pregame show about how they've had some injuries this season that's prevented them from being as consistent and maybe as successful as they would have anticipated, but they've got everybody back and really, Jim, played a very effective first half, I thought, against the Silver Streaks. Nothing came easily for Galesburg. Not that the Streaks gave up anything easily on their end either, but St. Charles East executes very well.
They do, and they're shooting the ball like it's their home gymnasium. They are very comfortable in here. Again, no particular guy that's there's nobody on that team that you can go, okay, we're just going to let him hang out and do his thing because he can't hurt us. They can all hurt you. They can go inside. They can go outside. So defensively, yes, can we improve? Can we find ways to maybe not give them the wide open looks that they've had a couple of times, especially in the deep corner here in this first half? Yeah, that can probably be corrected, but don't think you're going to probably put this team in single digits in a quarter very often. And we're used to doing that. You look back over the games, more times than not, other teams don't score even 10 points in a quarter against the Silver Streaks. This team is one of the best we've seen all year offensively, so you've just got to do it well on your end. And I don't think offensively we're very crisp at all. We're only down 3 points, but still feel like we're leaving some opportunities on the table. We've got to get Cody Hawthorne's confidence back. He went off the court just disgusted, put his towel over his head. Can't have that. We've got to have him in there doing what he can do.
Let's take a look at our first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg.
All right. Had a chance to compare the shooting numbers. We've got St. Charles East 13 of 22 from the field, 59%, and that included 4 three-pointers in that second quarter.
Keeping in mind, Galesburg holds its opponents to 36% shooting on the season.
Yeah, they're 59. So Galesburg is 12 of 28 from the field, 43% for the Silver Streaks. I think we're gonna have a discrepancy on the rebounds. I've got us, let's see, 6, 9, 12, 17.
Okay.
And St. Charles 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
I had 11.
Okay. There was a couple of flurries in there. I wasn't sure exactly what to call them. But anyway, turnovers.
Have 5 apiece.
Five, and at 4 that quarter, 3 at quarter, yep, 5 apiece. So we all agree right on that much.
3-point shooting. St. Charles East shooting very well from the perimeter. In fact, they're already out of the locker room. We're not even halfway through halftime, and Pat Woods apparently likes what he sees from his team, so didn't have much to say to them. They were 5 of 9 from 3-point range in the first half. Silver Streaks just 2 of 6. They only shot 1 3-point attempt in the second quarter. And they've held Streak's leading scorer, Ethan Meeker, to just 3 points on 1 of 5 shooting in the first half. Galesburg 3 of 5 from the free throw line. St. Charles East 1 of 2. We'll take a break, come back, look at the individual scoring, and talk with the Streaks coaching staff. Whether it'll be Ryan Hart, Matt Pogue, maybe someone else, we'll just wait and find out. Streaks down 3 in the Brands. Might be. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at breedlovesports.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a three-quarter ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The Galesburg Historical Society presents the 30th Annual Chocolate Festival on Valentine's Day weekend at 156 East on Main Street. Check our calendar for information if you're donating goodies. Tickets are $8 in advance for the all-you-can-eat chocolate buffet.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with our low down around 30 tonight, cloudy with a high of 45 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow in the evening, then a chance for more snow after midnight, low of 25. Monday, colder and cloudy with a chance of snow, near steady temperature down around 24. And Monday night, colder and cloudy with our low down around 14, wind chill readings 5 below to 5 above 0. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Iowa. Coverage begins tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. St. Charles East leads Galesburg 32-29. Let's take a look at the individual scoring for the Saints. Pretty good balance, kind of what we've been talking about here throughout the evening. Justin Hardy leads the Saints with 9. Off the bench, Benjamin Talarczyk with 8. All of those coming in the second quarter. Evan DeLeonardi with 5. Zach Mitchell, Zach Hondlick each with 3. James McQuillan, JT Ford each with 2. Ford sat quite a chunk of that first half with 2 fouls. Grayson Percato briefly got into the game, did not score. Silver Streaks have gone only 1 deep into their bench. And that one, Kevontae Shaw, is tied with Jared Olson for scoring honors for the Streaks. They each have 7. Eric Thompson has 6. So does Devin Ross. So good balance there. Ethan Meeker's been held to just 3, and Cody Hawthorne is 0 for 4 from the field on some close-in shots, leading to some of the frustration Jim Lee was talking about there just a moment ago. Hawthorne does lead the Streaks, though, with 5 rebounds. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
All right, Ryan, obviously some concerns at halftime. This team is a firepower offensively. What do we do?
Well, we got to defend. We're not doing a really good job defending the dribble drive. They're getting wide open looks on our help, and we just got to do a better job on the defensive end, cut down their open looks.
Offensively, we've left some things on the table there.
Lots of stuff on the table, and that's what we told them in the locker room. Clear your heads. The shots are going to fall. Keep moving the ball. Keep cutting. Keep rebounding, and everything should be all right.
Cody's working hard. Looks like he could use some confidence, though.
Well, as soon as he makes one, he'll get some confidence back.
All right, go get him.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Not a whole lot of scores to pass along for you either. United Township's playing Peoria Notre Dame tonight. Moline is playing Ottawa, but both of those games are only in sophomore action right now, so those varsity games won't get started for at least another half hour. Washington plays Limestone tonight. Again, we're keeping an eye on the Panthers because they're a regional host, as is Galesburg. So lots of postseason implications going on there, 19-3. With Manuel, LaSalle, Peru, a couple of teams in there looking for some high seeds as well. Saints have the ball and turn it over on the opening possession. Olsen with a steal, misses the layup at the other end. Hawthorne with the offensive rebound putback. So maybe that'll get Cody going.
That's that shot that Ryan talked about.
Off his sixth rebound and the sixth St. Charles East turnover. 30 seconds into the second half. Streaks back within one now at 32-31. Swinging around to the outside. This is DeLeonardi with it, along with Hardy, Mitchell, Ford, and Hondlick. So the starting five to start the second half, and now Cody away from the ball gets called for his...
No,
they called it an illegal screen.
Called it on Ford.
They called it on Ford, so that's his third. Just 43 seconds into the third quarter, and Pat Woods immediately has Tolarczyk back in, sending Ford to the bench with his third foul. But Tolarczyk scored 8 in the second quarter there, so even coming off the bench,
yeah,
their offensive weapons are effective. They go back door, the lob to Thompson, falls down, gets it over to Cody, gets blocked from behind. Loose ball, Tolarczyk on the rebound into the front court. Twice the Streaks have had a lob effectively run, and then the pass is what ends up negating it. Streaks knock it out of bounds in the St. Charles East end. Saints will inbound it in the front end of their bench. Played a minute here in the third quarter. Streaks down one, 32-31. Up top, Mitchell, left side, Tolarczyk open three, off the back of the rim. Rebound Olsen. Jarrett's first rebound of the game, into the front court. Bounce pass to the baseline. Thompson gets it into Cody, has it batted away from behind. Cody gets it back, gets tripped up, and a foul will be the second team foul on the Saints.
Yeah, hopefully they won't shoot it as well on this end of the court, maybe. So far, that shot by Tolarczyk was well off the mark, and he hurt us there, as you said, in that second quarter.
That's his second foul. They get it into Thompson. Turn around, quick flip up to the basket, and Cody fouls on the rebound into the hands of Mitchell. Cody just got there too late. Went after it too aggressively. And a rare miss by Eric down on the baseline from that position. He usually is almost automatic from that spot. That little turnaround baseline shot, but it was a little bit long. And the Streaks miss another opportunity to take the lead.
Kevonte Shaw hoping to bring the energy he brought early in this ball game in. Gave us a couple of big buckets and steals early in the first quarter.
He and Jared Olsen led the Streaks in scoring in the first half with 7. All of Kevonte's came in the first quarter. Now St. Charles East runs the back door beautifully. Yes. And the layup by DeLeonardi.
Seen that done to us very many times this year.
Could see it developing right as soon as he took off to the basket, setting the screen up top and then dropping down low. Ross on the outside on the elbow. Kevonte comes out high for the pass. Under 6 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down 3. Shaw loses the ball behind him. Free on the floor. St. Charles East dives for it. Now Ross intercepts the pass, finds an opening. Down the lane, sidesteps left, floats it up and in with the right hand.
You know, interesting, that's when Devin's at his best. When things get a little helter-skelter, he is able to usually find a way to get that shot up in the middle of the lane and in.
He's got 8 to lead the Streaks tonight now. On the right wing, Hondlick, stolen away. Here's Devin again. Ross, right, left, in the lane, feeds it over left corner. Olsen hits the three.
Beautiful splash down by Olsen that time. As soon as he let it go, you had a pretty good feeling from our vantage point that that was headed for the bottom of the net.
Liking what Devin's doing here early third quarter as a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate. Devin got the assist on that one, driving down the lane. Here's Mitchell to answer. That three is in and out. Shaw with a rebound.
Shoots kind of a flat ball, but he's very accurate, Mitchell is.
Olsen, baseline, Thompson, back out to Jarrett. Works his way to the free throw line. Patiently, leaves way for Ross. Now Meeker, kind of the forgotten guy offensively for the Streaks. Down low, Kevonte turns around, up and in with a left hand and a foul.
Where did he get that move? Nice.
He wasted no time on the right side of the lane. Soon as he received the pass, he faked, went left, up and in, and a chance at a three-point play. And the third foul now on Ben Tolarczyk. See if Kevonte can knock down the free throw. He's got 9.
Feeling a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game maybe headed Kevonte's way. We got a long way to go, though.
Rims in and out. Tolarczyk with his third rebound. Streaks up 4, 38-34, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. So Ross and Shaw, early candidates for the honors tonight. Behind the back with a dribble to Tolarczyk. Kevonte cuts him off. Left side it goes. Back around the outside they go. Mitchell, another three. This one is off the mark again. Eric Thompson up for the rebound. Streaks looking for a 7-point lead with Meeker. Off the rim, in and out. Rebound batted around. Mitchell controls for the Saints. Into the front court. Down through the hands of Tolarczyk out of bounds. He thought DeLeonardi was going to take it all the way to the basket, and he was not ready for that hard pass right through his hands.
Well, this third quarter, this is some good varsity basketball right here. These guys are getting after it. They're up above the rim on the rebounds on the defensive end and creating turnovers. And what good teams having at it here tonight.
Halfway through the third quarter, Kevonte around his man and a hand check foul called on Tolarczyk, and that's four on him. Kevonte did a good job taking it right at him, so now JT Ford's going to come back into the game, and he's got three fouls. Fourth team foul on the Saints here, halfway through quarter number three. Galesburg trying to build on a 38-34 lead.
It's interesting. About all the St. Charles fouls have come in that one position, either Ford or Tolarczyk, and for each other. Otherwise, they haven't done too bad in the foul category.
Down low, Ross waits for his man to go past him on a feed from Jared Olson, and Devin has four in the quarter, and he's in double figures with 10. Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks now at 40-34. 3:50 to go and counting, third quarter. Out high for the pass, Hondlick, right side over to DeLeonardi, looking to go on the inside, keeps it on the outside though as Mitchell comes out for it, guarded by Olson. DeLeonardi drops down low, trying to work around a screen. Mitchell passes it away right side over to Ford. And they pull it back out. Streaks on the first go-around in the half-court defense. Now a drive. Mitchell feeds it over left side. Hondlick steps left. Baseline shot good.
Shaw thought maybe he'd drawn a charge in there. He got knocked to the floor and tried to sell it, but wouldn't get the call. Then they get the short baseline jumper.
Four-point Galesburg lead. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Devin Ross across midcourt. DeLeonardi waits there to pick him up. Now Devin around him, down the left side of the lane, feeds it through the lane, off the hands of Thompson, and a turnover.
Catch it.
Driving down the lane, DeLeonardi tries to draw a charge on Kevonte again. A little bit of contact, no call either way, and he took it right to the rim. DeLeonardi pulls the Saints within two now, 40-38. Now Ross in the backcourt. Here comes the trap. Fires it all the way to the baseline. Thompson down the lane. Kevonte up and in. Unselfish play by Eric Thompson. He might have taken a step to the basket on the baseline. Instead, he chose to feed it away to Kevonte, who's in double figures with 11. Three in double figures for the Streaks now. 2:30 to go, third quarter. Galesburg by four. Mitchell through the lane, DeLeonardi. Then Ross went past him, reached back, slapped it out of his hands, out of bounds.
Nice save by Devin.
Quick recovery.
Yeah, because otherwise that's a layup with those long arms, and he was able to swat that ball away just as his man was going up for what would have been an easy two.
Full timeout by the Streaks, 2:22 to go, third quarter. Galesburg leads by four. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Caring Hands Animal Clinic, Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street, by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts, by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930, and by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
42-38, Galesburg by four. 2:22 to go, third quarter. St. Charles East will inbound from the baseline. Cody Hawthorne came in for the Streaks during that timeout break. Lob out high. Goes to Justin Hardy, trying to work down the right side of the lane. Thompson cuts him out. DeLeonardi comes out for it, and Hawthorne guards him there. Silver Streaks have switched to a bit of a zone look here. Kind of a 2-3. At first, I thought it was a 1-3-1. I think it's more of a 2-3. Hesitation drive past Hawthorne, and then DeLeonardi missed it.
What a break.
Just flat out missed it. Jared Olson got the rebound, his second. Meeker into the front court to Cody. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter.
Yeah, that hesitation move is so effective for any player.
Devin in from the left side, leaves it off for Cody. Missed it under the basket, over the rim. And the rebound by Hondlick for St. Charles East. DeLeonardi cut off at the free throw line, steps it out. Hardy blocked by Cody. Rebound, Ethan. Meeker into the front court, leaves it left side. Olson for three. In and out. Rebound, Hawthorne deflects it to himself. To Thompson, reverses and fouled. Well, Cody can't get it done on the offensive end, but he's active on the boards.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. And back here,
he, then the defense with the block.
He flew out there. That was about a three-point shot, and he was able to get out there and get a hand on that. We were off to the races.
So to the free throw line, Thompson hits the first one. That's Eric's first point of the second half. He's got seven. Five-point Galesburg lead, 43-38, a minute 29 to go third quarter.
Such a good game for the Silver Streaks to play because it is taking a complete team effort to hang in this game with this St. Charles team today.
Missed free throw, Hondlick with the rebound. Galesburg by five. St. Charles East backs it all the way up with a minute 15 to go. Coming out for the pass, Hardy. Top of the arc, Mitchell. On the left side, DeLeonardi drives past a flying Hawthorne. And they reverse it back out. Now here's DeLeonardi. Again, Hawthorne flies at him. He drives, kicks it out. Mitchell, wide open three off the front of the rim. That flat shot again, like it never got over the top of the arc. Ross with a rebound. Back come the Streaks. Ross pulls up, 15-footer. Right side, no. A little bit long. One and done for the Streaks. Hardy with the rebound. DeLeonardi again, down the lane, feeds it behind him. Hondlick passes up the three. Driving in. Now a hesitation drive from the outside. Mitchell, yeah. Bad pass.
Meeker.
Meeker read it beautifully. It was kind of telegraphed. He picked it off. 34 seconds to go. Here's Olsen driving. Kicks it out. Thompson up top. Batted away. Intended for Meeker. Stolen by Mitchell. And a run out at the other end.
These teams mirror each other, don't they?
They do.
I mean, they do so many of the same things well.
That's when you think maybe you're going to go on a run and build a lead on them. Back they come. Down to 12 seconds to go. Galesburg holding for the final shot. Up top, Olsen driving in from the outside. Forces it up with the left hand. Missed it. 4 seconds to go. Out with it. JT Ford across half court. Fires a three. In and out. And the Streaks protect barely a three-point lead going to the fourth quarter, 43-40. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Here's a reminder from our calendar. Community Treasures brings back its annual red bag sale the week of February 15th. Buy a reusable red bag for $6 and fill it with all the clothing, books, scarves, and outerwear it can hold. Details on the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Fourth quarter just underway here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg Silver Streaks locked up in a battle with St. Charles East. Galesburg by three as we start quarter number four. 43-40 is the lead. Meeker on the outside, drives in, low blocks. Floater up and in off the backboard. That's only Ethan's seventh shot of the game and fifth point, but it puts Galesburg up five, 45-40.
You can bet he'll be looking to try and assert himself here in this fourth quarter.
Up top to Leonardi. Down low, wide open Mitchell. Perfectly executed from the outside on the feed from Hardy. So they answer quickly. 45-42 for Mitchell. That's only his seventh point. Ross in the backcourt with a dribble. Bounce pass, kicked out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it.
Yeah, win or lose, and I want to win it. This is a great preparation for postseason basketball. This is such a well-balanced St. Charles team. This is, I'd rather drop one here to them and get a blowout win tonight. This is a good test for the Silver Streaks.
Up top, Meeker, open three, off the back rim. And a wide open rebound for DeLeonardi left of the basket. They've come back quickly. In the right court, Ford, driving in, cut off by Thompson, goes up and under nice. And blocked by Eric, then batted out of bounds off of Ford. Good recovery by Ford after Thompson blocked it and rebounded it. And he prevented the Streaks from getting any kind of a transition.
I think Eric Thompson's had a really good weekend. He was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game last night, and he's been very good here tonight as well.
Had that career-high 20 with a double-double with 10 rebounds. Has it now on the right side. Draws a double team, throws it down low, but nice job by Ross to come up with it. Cut off on the baseline, pulls it back out, left of the arc, whirls it around. Cavante drives, spin, free throw, off the front of the rim. Rebound, almost had it back, but Hondlett controlled for St. Charles East. Silver Streaks by three, 6.5 minutes to play in the game. Left side to Leonardi. Cut off as he works his way toward the corner. Wide open, Hondlick drains a three, and we're tied. Left him way too open on the outside. It's 45 all, 6:20 to play. Neither team has led by more than six tonight. The biggest lead is the Streaks at 40-34. Four is the biggest lead for St. Charles East, and Devin, an unforced error, just dribbles it off of himself out of bounds at half court.
When one team has led by six, it's been very short-lived. I mean, a matter of seconds usually. Is there's a timeout, I think, Gelsberg.
Yep, 30-second timeout by the Streaks. 6:09 to play. Again, the St. Charles East team comes in 12-9, which doesn't sound very impressive. They play in a good conference, the Upstate 8. That's where Batavia is. They're leading the conference. Batavia traditionally plays Quincy every year, and that's usually a great battle every year. Batavia just lost their first conference game last night to Geneva, which is tied with St. Charles East for second in the conference right now, so they're both two games back and still having designs on coming back and winning that conference. In fact, did Pat Woods tell you they play Geneva next week?
Yeah, and they've got Larkin again coming. Actually, they got to play at Larkin, I think, to end the season.
So they're locked up in a real tough stretch of their schedule, too, as the season winds down.
But they feel like with their team healthy for the first time this season that they've got a real strong run in them, and I can see why.
They have the ball in a tie ball game as we approach 6 minutes to play for the game. On the outside, Mitchell, open three, swishes it, back-to-back threes, and suddenly St. Charles East back on top. Mitchell with five in the quarter. 48-45 after the Streaks got a five-point lead early fourth quarter. The Saints have scored eight in a row. Meeker, right side Olsen, he squares for three. That's way too long, and then it's soft rim off the backboard. Loose ball rebound chased down by Ross. He'll get it back to Olsen again. That one's long again. Weak side rebound, Shaw. Through the lane, picked off. And then under the backboard to St. Charles, tries to get it from out behind the backboard, and Ford threw it off the rim out of bounds. The Streaks keep it on their end for the break. On the inbound, Ross. Here's Thompson falling down the left side of the lane. He recovers, tries to get it up with a reverse, and short arms it. Heck of a recovery even just to get up and get a shot off, but it wasn't a good shot by the time he was able to recover.
Well, that trip down had 2 3-point attempts and one inside. Came up empty on all of them, and St. Charles looking to build that lead now.
Their biggest lead has been five, as we said just a moment ago. They have it with three and 5:05 to play. Still a lot of time to play in this game. DeLeonardi working on the outside against Thompson. Might be a bit of a mismatch. Eric stays with him, though. Cuts him off at the baseline. They kick it out to Hardy. And back to DeLeonardi in the corner. Left corner down below us, and he'll back it up. The Saints will be very patient. Now he steps up, shoots a three off the rim. Rebound. Shaw reaches back for it and globs onto it. Six boards in the game for Cavante Shaw. Streaks down three. Ross almost lost the handle on it again. Now to the outside, Shaw between the circles. Cavante looking deep, keeps it on the left side to Ross, right in front of the Gelsberg bench. Drives in, cut off in the wing. Back behind him to Shaw, top of the arc. Fakes right, drives left, cut off in the lane. Spin move twice, draws contact, misses the shot. Falling down nearly, Ford recovers, picks up, drives with the dribble, kicks it into the corner. Mitchell steps left, has the ball batted away, picked off by Shaw. Streak still down three, trying to get back within one or tie it up. Who's going to be the one to step up offensively? Meeker comes out, shoots the three, rattles around and falls off. DeLeonardi with his sixth rebound for St. Charles East. DeLeonardi, illegal screen set out high by Hardy as Shaw tried to go around him. And then the official blew the whistle. The way Cavante was trying to go around, his leg kicked out.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid he was going to get called for the tripping attempt.
Right. The score's been stuck on 48-45 a while. We're going to look back. One of these teams, if you're St. Charles, you're going to say there was our chance to really build that lead. If they lose, for Galesburg, if we drop it, we're going to say, hey, we had opportunities here a number of times when we had St. Charles stymied at 48, but we could not capitalize.
3:35 still to play. Streaks down one possession. Olsen on the outside. Left wing Meeker. Ethan cut off by a double team. Gets it out to Shaw. Devontae dribbles around between the circles, reverses directions, left side, stops at the high post, back behind him to Olsen. Now Ross with it, feeds it down low to Hawthorne on the bounce, scoops it over to Meeker, down the lane, up and in off the glass. Nice job by Cody to find Ethan. Streaks within one, 48-47. Got to play some defense now as we approach 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Out high, Hondlick. DeLeonardi has it, working his way toward the top of the circle on the left-hand dribble. Ed Mitchell going back door on the baseline. Couldn't find him, though. Still on the dribble to Leonardi. Swings it down low, down the lane. Streaks backed off him, and he took it all the way in. I don't know who thought they had him and who they were waiting on to come over and defend him. DeLeonardi took it all the way. Now Meeker for three. Ties it up! Streaks ran no offense. They just got it into the hands of Ethan. He worked his way left. Here's DeLeonardi at the other end. Strong to the basket. Short arms it. Shaw with a rebound. Falls down. Loose ball picked up by Meeker. Streaks trying to regain the lead. Olsen driving in. Contact and a blocking foul with 2:21 to go in a tie game.
Oh, what a frenzy. The crowd really getting into this one, and you can't hardly help it. The level that this basketball is being played at, up and down the court, and Meeker with that big, big three that tied the game.
Seven team fouls on St. Charles East, only one on the Silver Streaks with 2:21 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Streaks' best free throw shooter on the season, Jarrett Olsen, toes the line with a 1-1.
And Jarrett, of course, knowing that he wants to get to the line, is even more aggressive late in games, taking that ball to the basket.
Left-hander hits the first one, and the Streaks are back on top. 51-50. Falling behind by three, the Streaks have now rattled off six of the last 8 points. Second one up, and in and out. Thompson comes from the backside, loose ball saved by Hawthorne, but then he can't throw it off his man, and Hondlick picks it up for St. Charles East. One-point Galesburg lead.
Cannot let DeLeonardi penetrate again.
Here he goes, baseline. This time Olsen cuts him off, pushes him all the way out to the corner, passes it away now. Out high, Mitchell. 2 minutes to go. 1 point Galesburg lead. Mitchell down the lane with a left hand, missed it. Rebound, saved by Olsen, throws it behind him, and the Saints get it back. DeLeonardi. And a timeout called by Pat Woods. Trying to get all his five back on the court and in position. He'll reset the offense in the half court with this full timeout. 1:52 to play in the game. Silver Streaks lead by one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Cratty with Cratty Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Cratty Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Cratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, it's been a great battle. With a minute 52 still to go, there may be still more time to play the way this one's going. Coming out of the Streaks huddle, it's the five starters. Hawthorne, Thompson, Ross, Olsen, and Meeker. Listen to this crowd come to life. Applauding this Galesburg Silver Streaks team, looking for its 18th straight and trying to give him an emotional lift here. But it's the Saints ball. Mitchell to pull the trigger, left of the basket on the baseline. Gets it out high to DeLeonardi. Hondlick. Hardy also on the floor. Hesitation drive and another miss by DeLeonardi on another failure to control the rebound by the Streaks as DeLeonardi gets it back. Into the hands of Ford on the outside. Skip pass left, up top Mitchell. Wide open, three rattles through. And they're back on top by two. Mitchell with eight in the quarter.
Well, you might say, why do they keep getting so open? But their ball movement is terrific. That's what makes it happen.
Silver Streaks down two. Minute 20 to go. Meeker for three again.
Wow.
Meeker with 10 in the quarter. He's got 13 for the game now. Galesburg by one. 54-53. Left side drive. DeLeonardi cut off by Hawthorne. Gets it out. Hardy passes up the shot. Into the hands of Ford. Meeker's all over it. And now he reaches in and fouls. That's only the second foul on the streaks in this half and the first of the game on Meeker. With 1:03 to go and a one-point lead by Galesburg.
Well, as Meeker come up big with two shots here. Wow.
Streaks have four players in double figures. On the inbound, Hardy on the right side. Trying to post up Thompson. Bad pass picked off by Ethan. Tried to feed it through the lane. 13 turnovers. Other end, Cody loses a handle on it. A tie up on the baseline. And St. Charles East gets it back. Into the front court to Leonardi. Into the hands of Ford. Ross comes out. Down to 43 seconds to go. Will they try to hold for the last shot? Trailing by one. Down the lane. Kicking it out to Leonardi with it now. Backs up, trying to pull his teammates out. Ross comes out, gives him a little hip shot. That stops the clock on the third Galesburg team foul. 33.4 seconds to go, and this is how the Streaks can use these extra fouls that they have right now. Force some defense. Looks like they're going to try to get into some rhythm. Foul. Make him start all over. 54-53 Galesburg. Down to 30 seconds to go on the inbound. Mitchell on the outside. Works his way right, trying to fight around a screen. Olsen gets called for the foul. I'm not so sure that Hardy didn't lean into him a little bit. That's the first of the game on Olsen and the fourth Galesburg team foul. Down to 26.9 seconds to go. Streaks can give two more fouls. Continue to force St. Charles East to inbound the ball and maybe try to get a steal. There's a deflection, and it's stolen away. Meeker picks it up. Into the front court. 1-point lead. And a timeout called by Galesburg with 20 and a half seconds to go. Huge turnover, and the Streaks with the ball trying to protect a 1-point lead.
Boy, I love what the crowd's doing here. They're helping to will this team over the top. We, even in times we've had the big crowd, sometimes they're a little lethargic, but I think the crowd just kind of sensing the intensity that this game has had, and down the stretch they've been picking it up, and these fans were all on their feet after that turnover trying to help get this team over the top, and that's great to see. It's great for people to come out to the game. That's job one, but number two, don't be afraid to cheer and really get behind this club, and they need every ounce of it they can get over the top here tonight. What a great play defensively, and like you said, Brad, using those fouls, able to be a little more aggressive defensively, take some more risks, and then just deflected that ball up in the air and came away with it.
54-53 Galesburg. Game's really been played at a high level all the way around. Neither team able to get comfortable with any kind of a lead tonight. Biggest lead for Galesburg has been 6. Biggest lead for St. Charles East has been 5, I believe, as I lost track of where that was now. And neither team's led by more than 6, and now Galesburg will have to inbound. They are in the bonus with 7 Saints team fouls, and now they foul. Probably the last guy they really wanted to foul on the inbound. Streaks immediately get it to Jared Olsen, and JT Ford with a wraparound foul. They take 2 seconds off the clock, and this puts Olsen at the line shooting a 1-1 where he made 1 of 2 just a moment ago at the line. And he's got to get the first one to earn the second one. And even if he makes them both, it's still only a 3-point lead. 54-53 Galesburg, taking some time to wipe a little moisture off the ball. Dry it off for Olsen to shoot this first free throw. Jarrett with 4.5, 11 for the game. Leading score of all people is now Meeker with 13. And Olsen misses it. Rebound Thompson.
Wow.
He fought off his man. And the Streaks try to pull it out. And Meeker gets fouled on the outside. Ford is out of the game. And Ethan will shoot a 1-1.
I'd say we're not 25-1 without good reason, I guess. You know, Mike says these guys don't like to lose. And we've seen that here in the last couple of minutes. They have done everything to fight and claw, even when they make mistakes, to overcome that and still keep themselves in it. We still haven't won the game, but what a play off of the two spot by Eric Thompson to reach over and keep that ball alive when he really was you know, didn't have the position to do it, but somehow got it back.
Meeker shoots the 1-1, and he misses.
And
a foul by Hawthorne over the back. Will be the 5th team foul. St. Charles East has to take it the length of the court with 12.4 seconds to go. So the Streaks missed the front end of a 1-1
twice
with their guards shooting the free throws.
Yeah.
And 12.4 seconds to go. Hondelik will inbound. Streaks put on the full court press to Hardy across midcourt, and they immediately call timeout with 9.6 seconds to go, looking for the upset of these 25-1 Silver Streaks. Well, the Streaks dodged a bullet last Friday night with a one-point lead over United Township, missing the front end of a 1-1. It was Meeker that night. Streaks defense didn't really allow United Township to really get off any kind of a good look at the basket. With no timeouts, they couldn't set anything up. This might be the difference here tonight with St. Charles East using a timeout to set it up.
Yeah, and they have run some very impressive sets because they've got the whole package. They've got DeLeonardi who can penetrate. They've got a couple of guys that can really shoot it well from the perimeter. You just got to lock down on everybody, and hopefully they'll get a little sloppy with the ball, and maybe we can get another turnover and still get out of here with a win. But, boy, you're going to look back and say the great effort, but as you said, to have Olsen and Meeker both at the line with a chance to maybe nail the game down. I'll take that most nights, but tonight neither one of them were able to get it done, so they're going to have to rely on their defense to make something happen here. The crowd gets up, and we go down to the wire. 9.6 seconds left, clinging to a one-point lead. With the starting five, as they have been most of the night, with the exception of Kevontae Shaw's great contribution a few times, those starters on the court.
Galesburg had an early 45-40 lead. St. Charles scored eight in a row to come back to a 48-45 lead. It's now 54-53. Saints on the inbound in their half court. DeLeonardi throws it into the backcourt to Mitchell with eight to go. Mitchell across midcourt, looking for DeLeonardi. Has it on the left side, and Ross pokes it away from behind. Wrapped it around, did not get called for a foul, and it's out of bounds under the basket with 2.9 to go.
And
St. Charles East with one timeout. Will they use one to try to set this play up?
Doesn't look like it.
And now Mike Reynolds calls the timeout instead. So now the Streaks are out of timeouts with 2.9 seconds to go. And St. Charles East will inbound from the right of its own basket.
Well, any thoughts of maybe having any time left if St. Charles makes a basket gone? I mean, right now you're at 2.9, and if they can get something done, it's going to be ball game. We won't have a chance to get it back down the court. It's always a tough situation because you want to play your defense, but you don't want to foul.
Right.
And there's always a lot of pressure on the officials here, too. And Marty Flaherty going down talking to his crew there, and I think they always want to remember that unless it's you know, a real solid foul, they hate to see a game end on that too. And you know, you think about the pressure on the players and coaches, but the officials carry a lot of it too in situations like this.
And keep in mind, St. Charles East does have one timeout remaining, so if the Streaks play that tight inbound defense and they can't find anybody, the Saints can use one final timeout to avoid the 5-second call turnover. Mitchell will throw the ball in from the baseline, right of the basket. DeLeonardi, Hardy, trying to defend. Now on the inbound to DeLeonardi up the near sideline, fires a three. Meeker got a hand on it, and it's no good. Streaks hang on. 54-53, 18 in a row. And they are 18-0 at John Thiel Gymnasium.
Well, if you're St. Charles, really one thing you don't want to do in that situation is get yourself pinned in the corner, because you have no recourse except to just throw something up, and that's exactly what happened. Once they made that move to the corner, the defense, as Meeker did, could come out and really smother you, and they just no way they could get that shot off with any chance to get it in. And the Streaks defense allows them to survive and win another one.
26-1. And St. Charles East loses another heartbreaker. Of their 10 losses now, I think 7 of them have been by single digits. And they'll make the long trip home tomorrow after spending the night someplace where they probably have a pretty sour taste in their mouth. Galesburg hangs on, and we'll talk with head coach Mike Reynolds, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and run through all the final numbers when the postgame comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with our low down around 30 tonight, cloudy with a high of 45 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow in the evening, then a chance for more snow after midnight, low of 25. Monday, colder and cloudy with a chance of snow, near steady temperature down around 24. And Monday night, colder and cloudy with our low down around 14, wind chill readings 5 below to 5 above zero. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks, to say they win a nail-biter tonight is an understatement. So that's two of the last three games, now two of the last four, I guess, last Friday night, now tonight, that the Streaks escape with a one-point victory when the opposing team had a shot to win it. Once in conference play against UT, and now tonight against a team that was every bit as good as we thought they would be, despite that 12-9 record. What a game, what a win for the Streaks.
Yeah, it was. And again, another one of those where the guys walk away. The record's nice, but I think it's the psyche of what you get when you walk away with that victory. Somehow, some way, even though you let a couple of chances slip late to maybe, you know, get the 3 or 4 point lead, but those couple of free throws fell off, and yet still you play enough defense on this end of the court. St. Charles, you would have thought with as much time as they'd had would find a way to get some sort of a good shot off, but they tried to run their offense once and went around toward the baseline, and Devin poked it out of bounds, and that forced them to reset and have to do something in a hurry. And then when they did that, as we said, they got in a bad spot, and Meeker with a nice play to partially block the shot, and so the defense comes through again. And this will be the type of game that, you know, as you get into regional and sectional time, you're going to play. And you want to know and have a history of confidence in coming out on top in those games. And so we've had two of those in the last 2 weeks, which is great.
Well, we haven't talked about it, so we should probably kind of decide on a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And I'm going to go with a guy who we haven't talked about at all tonight. I'm voting for Ethan.
Well,
10 points in the fourth quarter, including the 2 3-pointers, and then the defense on the shot that could have won the game.
Yeah.
Cavante was great early on.
Yeah, and really at Meeker, a couple of steals late too, anticipated really well. I mean, the ball from another angle that you wouldn't even think he'd be paying that much attention.
Yeah, that's right.
But yet he knew something was up and was able to step into passing lanes. And he came up big like a senior leader should. Can't say enough. I mean, he missed a free throw, but otherwise, He was very good. And those shots, the three from out high that tied it, and then the three over here, and they were neither one uncontested. There was a guy right there in the neighborhood, and he just nailed them both.
So the Silver Streaks win it 54-53. Ethan Meeker, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He had only six shots through three quarters and had made one of them. He made four of his six in the fourth quarter, including those two big three-pointers that helped the Silver Streaks rally back from the deficit after St. Charles East had scored eight in a row to take a three-point lead. And the Streaks hang on and win it 54-53. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the individual scoring numbers. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as well. Galesburg's now 26-1. They've won 18 in a row, and they're 18-0 at home. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Say, what's for lunch?
Breakfast.
No, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast for lunch?
Yep.
Then what's for dinner?
Breakfast is.
I thought you said breakfast was for lunch.
Oh, I totally did.
But now you're saying breakfast is for dinner.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So, wait, is lunch for breakfast?
No, breakfast is for breakfast. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, which includes the Egg McMuffin, hotcakes, and hash browns, anytime is delicious breakfast time.
Man, I'm heading to McDonald's. Have a good afternoon.
Don't you mean good morning?
I do now.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
WGIL congratulates Jana Stremmel of East Galesburg, who won $100 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks, this 2015-2016 edition, now owners of the fourth longest winning streak in school history. 21 is the longest. Back in the 65-66 season, a team that lost the state championship game. They passed the 17-game winning streak set by last season's team at the beginning of the school year. And 18 in a row makes them 26-1 now. And they could win 30 games if they win out. So let's take a look at our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right. Silver Streaks shoot at 42%, 22 out of 52 on the night. Just barely good enough to get it done. St. Charles East, the same amount of field goals, 22 out of 43. They finish at 51%. Not often, as we said earlier, that an opponent for Galesburg shoots at over 50%, but they got it done tonight. You feel real, I'm not going to say lucky, but you feel pretty blessed to walk out of here with a win, because, man, I'm glad
indeed
we don't have to play them again in state tournament time, because those guys can play. Rebounds, almost a dead heat. We had 27-26 in favor of St. Charles. And the turnovers, we never did compare
that.
No,
we didn't.
Let's see. I've got to put my glasses back on here. 9-14 for them.
Yeah.
And 10 for Galesburg.
Okay, I had 9.
Okay.
So I can go with 10. And I had us rebounding them, actually, 28-27.
Oh, okay. Well, we looked early. I mean, the first possession, we had like 4 rebounds. And
that's
thinking,
right.
Well, we're going to own this game inside. But as so often happens, first few possessions can be a little misleading. And, this was – if these two teams played 10 times, I'd like to say we'd win the majority. They're just so similar. I mean,
Mike Reynolds even said in the pregame, he said they're just a lot like us.
Oh,
and that really
so
played
right
out throughout the entire game.
I mean, on both ends of the court, the things that they do well, and then they almost kind of knew each other, it seemed like, well enough to anticipate some of the defensive plays that each team was able to make. So, wow.
Rest of the team stats, 8 of 18 from three-point range for St. Charles East. Silver Streaks, 5 of 15. Free throws, the Saints got 2. They made 1. Silver Streaks made 5 out of 12. Otherwise, this game probably wouldn't have been as close as it was. Individual scoring, Zach Mitchell led St. Charles East with 13. Evan DeLeonardi had 11. Zach Hondelik and Ben Talarczyk each finished with 8. Justin Hardy had 9. James McQuillan and J.T. Ford each finished with 2, and Grayson Percato got in briefly, did not score. Silver Streaks put 4 in double figures. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Ethan Meeker, led the way with 13. Jarrett Olson had 11. Kevontae Shaw off the bench with 11. Devin Ross finished with 10. Eric Thompson with 7. And Cody Hawthorne had 2 tonight, but he led the Silver Streaks in rebounding with 7. Let's talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds now after Galesburg wins its 18th straight, 54-53 over St. Charles East. I don't know if he's happy or relieved or both or what. Jim, let's find out.
Brad wants to know whether you're happy or relieved after that one. That was, as you said, they're a lot like us, and we several times during the game, it looked like these teams were just mirrors of each other.
Well, the one thing about it is, you know, we are 26-1. If it was easy to be 26-1, there'd be 25 teams that did that. They're not all going to be perfect. And our two best free throw shooters, or two of our top three or four free throw shooters, missed two free throws at the end, 1-on-1. Yeah. Did we get an offensive rebound? Did we, you know, figure out a way to get a stop on game point? You know, when we called timeout, I said, I think we're the best defensive team, man for man, in the state of Illinois at times. You know, we got 2.9 seconds to prove it, and they couldn't get a decent look. We switched some things there and figured out a way to get another rebound, mark of a good team, you find a way to win the game.
I wanted to ask you what you were most proud of in the way the team won this game. Is it that final 2.9
yes.
seconds?
You know, because, you know, like us, they've got a lot of plays there to win the game, and they ran to their hot guy and looking for a slip, and Meeker switched twice on the play. You know, we ask our guys for multiple defensive efforts. He had two on that play, and you know, then the guy shot fake three times, and, you know, maybe everybody in the gym was jumping. I don't know, but he shot it, missed it, and it's always fun to win.
We said in the first quarter you could tell it was going to take a complete team effort to win this game because they are a complete team. Ethan Meeker not able to get a lot done offensively, but in the fourth quarter, wow, did he show you not only offensively but some big steals, just what he's made of.
Well, I mean, that's what good players do. You know, they stacked the lane on him, didn't let him drive it. Our other guys played extremely well and hard. I thought, you know, we missed some easy shots that we normally would make. Maybe that's fatigue. Maybe it was, when you're a little tired, maybe don't play through contact as well. But our guys figured out a way to win the game, and I thought Meeker was a big part of that in the fourth quarter. But I thought Devin Ross was unbelievable on both ends of the floor tonight. You know, he started off guarding 14, who has been hot the last few games. And then he went to guard 13, who came in and got hot. Then he went to guard 12, who came in and hot. And any time that he went to a guy, they didn't score anymore. And, you know, and he also scored in double figures and set Meeker up and set Jared up and set Eric up with some layups. And Cavante played really well. But, I mean, Devin was tremendous out there.
You talked at times about the high IQ level and the maturity of this team. Mm-hmm. How much did you have to coach using those fouls at the end of the game like they did, or did they just understand that?
Well, a little of both. I mean, you know, I just remind them what we want to do and what we want to take care of. You know, Devin was trying to take a foul, and we didn't. But, you know, we thought about taking another foul at 2.9, but that's gutsy. You know, I mean, a guy catching shoots it or something, and you're putting it in an official's hand. I don't think we want to do that. So we switched everything, walled up on the three-point shooter, and kept it out of their best shooter's hands. You know, that kid was a really good driver, but we had him locked in the corner. You know, Devin tipped that ball up, and I'm glad he didn't tip it back in the basket. I was a little nervous from my angle. You probably knew it wasn't going in the basket, but we didn't. And it was nice to figure out a way to win the game against a quality opponent.
We don't normally give up the lane because we're a good defensive team, but I tell you what, the DeLeonardi kid was pretty frustrating to try and stop him late in the game.
Well, you should have seen him last year when they had a Division I point guard and Cole Gentry running around there. Yeah, they were really good. But you have to stay home. They make shots, and you have to stay home. We challenge our guys to guard. And then when Devin got on him, locked him up a little bit. But, you know, we were guarding him with post player. We wanted to keep our bigs in there because we thought we had an advantage offensively. And I thought Cody and Eric, you know, in the first half, guarding 11 and guarding 32, they got torched pretty good, you know, 18 or 19 points. And then the second half, I don't think they – you know, against for those two, I don't think they gave up a point, you know. And then, you know, 12 got going a little bit, DeLeonardi. But I think, you know, overall, defensively, our post players picked their game up and figured out a way to win the game.
I don't quite know how to phrase what I'm thinking here, but in terms of...
You're an English teacher. You're supposed to know how to say everything.
I know. You know, it's just not coming to me tonight. But in terms of where... are there more positives you take out of a game like this because of finding the way to win and because you build a lead and they come fighting right back and your kids just hang in there and fall behind in the fourth quarter and come right back? Or does this give you as coaches kind of some areas where you think, okay, maybe they've picked out some weaknesses that we need to work on a little
bit?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think there was a lot of weaknesses. I thought it was two really good teams battling a sectional final type game, and I thought we executed tremendously there at the end and got open shots, got the balls to the free throw shooters we wanted. If we've got, if we've got Jared or Ethan up there with a one-on-one to win the game, I think we're going to win hopefully 100% of them. You know, we still won tonight, even missing them. Eric came up with a big rebound, you know, to keep give Meeker a chance. We missed them both. Those guys played 32 minutes. They were gassed. And you know, I know some of their guys played heavy minutes too, but it's kind of like an NBA playoff game. You don't want to sub. You just want to see what you got. It was possession by possession by possession. And our really good offensive player found a way to shake loose. I don't know if he had 8 or 10 in the fourth quarter, but found a way to shake loose, hit a couple threes, and had that little nice curl, you know, in the beginning of the fourth. And he got himself going, and that's, you know, propelled us to a win.
And confidence is so important going down the stretch into the postseason to know that you've not only played tough teams well, but you've come out on top. I think of the Rantoul game, the other one that was similar to this. Brad and I, neither one, were too sure we were going to be able to get over the top of those guys. Yeah. They were playing so well, and very similar score and a very similar way the game flowed to the Rantoul game.
Well, I don't think Rantoul's lost since Taylorville. If I read the News Gazette that my father-in-law still gets, and they're going to be number one seed in their subsectional. So, I mean, we've played quality team. You know, I think there's a misnomer if you don't run up to Chicago or go play in these outrageous shootouts, you're not playing quality teams. Well, we you know, anybody that's watched this team play, you know, they beat a Elgin Larkin team with a high major Division I player last night. They come down here and figure out a way to stifle us for a while, and we stifle them. And they're a team that I guarantee nobody in their subsectional wants to play, and they're really good. I think we can play a little bit, and it was a good test. I'm glad we won.
Well, and this becomes another one of those games, isn't it, that you can always come back with the kids and remind them in another tense situation that may develop as the rest of the season goes along. You've taken your best shot from everybody you face because of the record that your team has built. You know they're going to come in here and play as well as they possibly can, and you can always remind your kids, you got this one, you got the UT game, right? Isn't that the kind of the mental game that you can play with these kinds of games?
Well, I think we're tough mentally. You know, we try to figure out a way to win. And those guys, the way they're talking and trying to figure things out offensively and defensively, it's nice to see. We know we got really good teams coming up on our schedule. Going to Moline, I mean, people don't play real well there. Rocky won by 2 points earlier in the year. We're at Quincy. You know, we're going to go on the road, come back and go on the road at Geneseo, which is kind of a trap-type game. And then we got home against Rocky. We've got some really good teams coming up. And we got a big goal out there. Every day since I've came here, we said we wanted to win the Western Big Six Championship. And we put every practice, we put our hands in there and say it. Until we're so far out of the race that we don't say it anymore. We're not out of the race today. And we go to Moline with a chance to clinch a share of it. And that'll be our focus this week. It's nice to have one game in a weekend. And see if we can figure out a way to win a game.
Super Bowl Sunday off tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. I guess the Vikings aren't playing since we missed that 8-yard field goal or something. But I'll be still watching, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully the guys won't have too many chips and dip. If they do, you'll work it off on Monday, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably. I hope I don't have too many chips and dip.
Thanks, Mike.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds stopping by in the post game. We'll take one final timeout. We'll wrap things up from John Thiel Gym after a 54-53 win that sends the Streaks to 26-1 on the season. You're listening to Silver Streaks post game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Caring Hands Animal Clinic, Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street, by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts, by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930, and by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Mandy Balser. Senior citizens can sign up anytime for the ongoing safety classes each Monday at the Public Safety Building in Galesburg. Senior Police Academy teaches how to prevent crimes against seniors, and classes are free each Monday morning. Get details on the events calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks host the Sterling Golden Warriors in non-conference action this afternoon at John Thiel Gym. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 2:40 on WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it 54-53, their 18th consecutive, and they are 18-0 at home, 26-1 overall. St. Charles East drops to 12-10. and a tough game that you got to believe that they can build on and learn from and improve on as well for the rest of their season. Galesburg, as you heard Mike Reynolds say, just one game next week. That'll be at Wharton Fieldhouse. And you know that won't be very easy. So Jim and I will head up there and be ready for you to join us for that one next Friday night. And Jim, enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, really, it's one of those like last year. Just watch the game, and I'm not really – I'm for Denver, but I'm not going to end my world if they don't win that one. I don't think they're going to anyway, but – this one I had a lot more nerves tonight. At halftime, I told you, I said, Brad, I don't think we're going to win this one. And when they got the ball back with 12 seconds left, I just had visions of number 23 out here. I mean, he's so confident. I mean, he was just burying those shots, and I thought he's going to get that and just knock one down. They're going to walk out of here with that win. But our defense never let him have the ball.
Mitchell knocked down two of them in the fourth quarter, had 8 of his 13 in that fourth quarter, but our guy had a little bit more. Yeah. Ethan had 10 of his 13 in the fourth quarter and had that big defensive stop during our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So 26-1 on the streak. Sophomores also won it tonight, 51-46. Jim, we'll see you Friday night. Big one at Wharton Fieldhouse.
Look forward to it.
And our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. Our thanks to Jim Lee. I'm Brad Benowitz. Wow, 8 o'clock is when we're out of here. And we'll go home and enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed being here and being a part of it. Silver Streaks win at 54-53 to go to 26-1 and 18-0 at John Thiel Gymnasium, where we say good night until next Friday night.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.